It's Wednesday morning, and it's time for Managing Your Money, brought to you by ESP Financial for banking investments, trust, and mortgages. And today, we are very happy to be joined by ESP Financial Retail Production Officer Meredith Wagner. Meredith, good morning. How are you?
I'm well, Pagan. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Looking forward to our conversation today. And as I understand it, we're going to be focusing on staying safe from scams. Is that correct?
That's right.
So talk to me a little bit. Have you guys seen a lot of activity in terms of scamming efforts recently? Or, you know, what's kind of been the trend so far?
Yeah, Tegan, recently we've seen an alarming increase in clients coming in to withdraw large sums of money, unknowingly falling victim to scammers. We want to help you stay informed and protected. So today I want to discuss the importance of being aware of scams, provide advice on how to recognize them, and offer tips on preventing fraud in your life.
Definitely something I think we could all use some helpful information on. So what are some common types of scams you're seeing today, Meredith?
Well, scammers use various tactics to deceive individuals into giving away their hard-earned money. These tactics often include or involve impersonating trusted entities such as banks, government agencies, or well-known companies. Some common scams to watch out for are phishing emails and texts asking for personal information or directing you to fake websites, phone scams that claiming to be from a reputable organization and ask for sensitive information or payment, lottery and prize scams where they say you've won a lottery but you need to pay a fee to claim it, romance scams where fraudsters create fake profiles on dating sites to build a relationship and then ask for money, and tech support scams where you get a call or pop-up message claiming your computer is infected and you need to pay for technical support.
Yeah, I think we've seen quite a bit of that across the area as of late. So what advice do you give our listeners just helping them prevent these kinds of scams and what to do if they maybe suspect that they've been the victim of a scam?
Yeah, so make sure to verify the source. Never share personal information. Use strong passwords. Enable two-factor authentication. Monitor your accounts and educate yourself. Do not give your banking information or online banking credentials out. If you think you've encountered a scam, here are the steps you should take. Stop communication and report the scam to local law enforcement and the Federal Trade Commission. If you've provided any banking information to the scammer, inform your bank right away to protect your accounts.
All right. Now, do you have a money message for us here today as well, Meredith?
Yeah, I do. So fraud and scams are a growing concern, but with awareness and vigilance, you can protect yourself and your finances. At ESP, we are here to support you with the knowledge and resources you need to stay safe. Remember, if you ever feel uncertain about a request or transaction, don't hesitate to reach out to us for guidance. We also have great tips on our website at esbfinancial.com. Lastly, this is a reminder that all ESB Financial Bank locations will be closed tomorrow, July 4th, in observance of Independence Day. We will open with our regular business hours on Friday, July 5th.
Fantastic. Well, a very happy 4th of July to you, Meredith, and everyone there at ESB. We do appreciate your time as always, and thanks for helping us all stay informed.
Happy 4th to you, Tegan. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you as well. That is Meredith Wagner, Retail Production Officer for ESB Financial, joining us here today on Managing Your Money. That's right. Managing Your Money has been brought to you by ESB Financial, an Emporia tradition since 1901. Now with locations in Emporia and Manhattan. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.